I'm joined now by Billy Lee, president of Providence Trading Group. Billy, markets are in anticipation of next week's Fed meeting. What are your expectations and how do you expect the markets to trade leading up to this?
Well, usually we see people really unwilling to get put on the position one way or the other. At least wise traders won't do that. They're not going to treat the markets like a casino. They're going to pretty much just be prepared for the appropriate reaction given whatever Fed policy might do to drive the market one way or the other. So more or less, we're looking at a kind of a waiting game till then.
And absolutely. I mean, they have a history of giving market moving decisions. And what has trading in the interest rate complex signaled about Fed policy?
Well, I firmly believe that Federal Reserve will look to what the price behavior has been in the interest rate complex as a kind of a guide for them to decide what they might do. I mean, of course they do. So those of spread relationships, particularly like the yield curve, are very telling. And what we've seen is, let's say in your Eurodollar complex, within the first year versus second year, we've seen some flattening as the Standard & Poor's corrected into, say, October. And we saw then in turn it rally and in turn a little bit more steepening between the 1 versus the 2 year, sort of an anticipation. Well, back to kind of the middle of those levels, the high and the low of those spreads in that part of the curve. So the Federal Reserve is, I think, going to be sort of in the middle, not to get ahead of myself.
And speaking of this, Fed officials have recently mentioned that it's a good thing to see falling oil prices. Do you believe that this will be addressed during the Fed meeting next week?
Yes, I think they're going to be forced to sort of address it. It's a major fundamental, obviously. Oil is the lifeblood of the global economy. And I think in reference to oil prices, you might hear, which has been widely written, that the Fed for now sees this sell-off in crude as transitory and potentially something that might not persist for long. There's been a lot of talk about OPEC versus shale production and the sort of a price war. I don't see that as much at this point as what's at play here. I think it's about global demand for energy waning. And I'd say the side story is this, shale production and the advances in technologies in the United States that have made us more competitive. So, yeah, the word is, I think, that they'll see it again as transitory.
Billy, crude fell below $59 a barrel this week. What factors are you contributing to this?
Well, again, waning demand across the globe for energy since 2008. All of the central banks have struggled more or less to revive their economies and, you know, fight unemployment. And, you know, given current ECB policy and the Bank of Japan policy, it's almost obvious to see that they see themselves as floundering with resorting to QE or attempting to resort to QE. So that's your tell there that the affecting factor major is the global demand. There is excess production, again, coming from the advancing technologies that help us to produce shale or produce the pull the oil through the fracking method in the United States. But I think the first affecting factor, the major, is waning global demand.
And the U.S. dollar index traded at an 8-year high recently. What is your expectation moving forward for the dollar index, and how has this been affecting commodities?
That's another very, very interesting feature, potentially a new cycle where we do see, contrary to what the Fed believes as a sort of a transitory stage where crude will trade lower and then return to, you know, its average prices that we've seen it trade at over the last, say, years or so. I think it could persist a little longer than what they would have you believe because of the strength of the dollar and because of the Fed. The Fed has been ahead of the game, I believe, and many people would agree, you must agree, in addressing the financial crisis in 2008. They've always been a little bit ahead of the curve. It seems to me like the ECB and the other banks have been trying to catch up. This has led to strengthen the dollar. And strengthen the dollar is good for, finally, the consumer will have some purchasing power. And, of course, commodities are going to become more affordable to that sect of the population, those with a lesser income. So your commodities are going to be more affordable to all.
And speaking of this, if crude oil continues to trade at these levels, then what might the impact be on economic growth prospects globally and domestically?
Well, again, I think that we're going to see economic activity, and I'm going out on a limb here. I think we're going to see economic activity in the United States improve, but we have seen it. So maybe I'm not going out that much of a limb. We've seen an addition of jobs over the last year, an average addition, an increase in the non-farm payrolls of 241,000 a month versus 194 in 2013. So I think we can see, I hope that we can see economic growth in the United States proceed now. And I think crude oil can drive this, and hopefully the Fed can make a right decision to drive growth in this economy, the biggest in the country, I think realistically, even versus China. And then the rest of the globe can hopefully follow. And so, yeah, that's what we were looking at, or we're considering going forward concerning the economic growth globally and domestically.
Great. Thank you, Billy. Once again, that's Billy Lee, president of Providence Trading Group.